Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, I'm going to talk about availability sets and how they help to ensure that your app is up and running during a maintenance event. So before we get into the specifics of availability sets, let's talk about maintenance events with regards to Azure. Now, there are planned maintenance events and unplanned maintenance events. So a planned maintenance event, this is when Microsoft occasionally updates the underlying Azure platform for a number of different reasons, to improve the overall reliability of the platform, to improve performance, to improve security, and so on. The majority of these updates are performed without any impact on your virtual machines or your cloud services. However, there are instances where these updates require a reboot of your virtual machine to apply the required updates to the platform infrastructure. But they're planned, they're known ahead of time. There's also unplanned maintenance events. And so these occur whenever the hardware or the physical infrastructure that hosts your virtual machine has failed. So these are things like a local network failure or a local disk failure or other rack level failures with the physical hardware itself. So whenever a failure like this is detected, the Azure platform will automatically take your virtual machines and migrate them from the unhealthy physical hardware that are hosting your virtual machines to a healthy set of physical compute resources. All right, so this doesn't happen very often, but it does happen occasionally, so it might also cause your virtual machine to reboot. But in either case, if your application is running a single instance on a single virtual machine, if there's only one application server running on one virtual machine, then maintenance events like these could mean downtime for your application. However, you can add one or more virtual machines to also run your application, and then you add them both to what's called an availability set. Now, if one application server is no longer accessible, then the Azure load balancer will route all incoming requests to the other servers in the availability set. Now, obviously, if you only have one virtual machine in an availability set, you might as well not even have an availability set. It just doesn't make sense. It's not a set, it's just one. It only makes sense to have two or more virtual machines in an availability set. And so when you add two virtual machines in an availability set, Microsoft then gives you a service level agreement for uptime. I believe it's 99.95, meaning that there's a certain amount of tolerable downtime each month. I'm not sure what 0.95 is. It's like maybe a few minutes per month. But more than that, Microsoft will then refund you based on the length of the outage and downtime. Also, I hope it's obvious that when we say that you should add two or more virtual machines to an availability set, those virtual machines should serve the same purpose in the application's architecture. So they should be configured in such a way that a request that's made to the application layer on one virtual machine wouldn't be different from the same request were to be routed to a different virtual machine that hosts that same application layer. In other words, suppose you have two applications that are in use in your company. Each has a very simple three-tier architecture. You have a presentation tier, which might be web servers. You have a middle tier, which might be some business rules that are hosted in a web API layer. And then you have a data tier, and that would be something like a SQL Server database running in the back end. So you'd want to create, in that case, you have two applications, each with three tiers, you want to create six availability sets for maximum fault tolerance. So for application A, you would have an availability group containing two or more virtual machines as web servers in the presentation tier to ensure that the web servers are always taking requests. You would have another availability group containing two or more servers in the middle tier to ensure that they're always responding to requests from the presentation tier. And finally, you would have another availability group with two or more virtual machines in the data tier responding to requests for data. Then you would have the same number of availability sets for your other application, application B, application A, application B, six availability sets, okay? Hopefully that helps makes it a little bit clearer. And Before we move on, I just want to give you a small peek under the hood about how availability sets, how they work, how they help you out. I'm not sure this is anything you can actually configure. It's interesting just to see how they carefully work around planned and unplanned maintenance events. So each virtual machine in your availability set is assigned an update domain and a fault domain by the underlying Azure platform. So update domains and fault domains. Update domains are used to decide the order in which the virtual machines in an availability set are rebooted and updated during a planned maintenance event. So there are up to 5 update domains that will be that your virtual machines will be assigned to. So if you have 7 virtual machines, you'll have virtual machine 1 and update domain 1, virtual machine 2 and update domain 2, virtual machine 3 and update domain 3, virtual machine 4 and update 4, 5 and 5. Then the 6th one will be assigned back to update domain 1, and the 7th one will be assigned to update 5. Hopefully that makes sense. And again, this has to do with the rolling nature of the updates and the reboots of those virtual machines inside of an availability set. And so if you have, again, multiple servers inside or virtual machines inside an availability set, they're going to be guaranteed to be on at least 5 different physical hardware clusters so that all the virtual machines are not affected at once whenever there needs to be an update and there needs to be a maintenance event. Likewise, a fault domain ensures that all of the virtual machines in an availability set are not sitting on the same physical hardware in order to reduce the impact of potential physical hardware failures, network outages, or power interruptions. It's the same idea. Make sure they're not all sitting on the same hardware so that if something goes bad, then at least the virtual machines will be sitting, in the same tier on different physical servers. Okay, so that's all that I want to say conceptually about availability sets. There are actually 2 different ways to set up an availability set. Suppose you have an existing virtual machine, such as Bob's second image that we created a little bit earlier. And you can go to the Configure tab, and you can change from no availability set to create an availability set. And we'll call this first availability set. Let's see if it takes that. That's a little bit too long. Okay, first. Let's just call first set, and it should take that and save that. All right, so that's one way. So you would go in and you would assign each of your virtual machines to that first set. Save that, yes. Okay, and so while that's updating, let's show you the other way. You can actually, and we've seen this before, you can add new virtual machines to a availability set by going through the compute virtual machine from gallery where you can choose an image. Let's just choose a Windows Server 2012 R2 data center, and we'll fill in some of this. Maybe just call this Bob's third VM. Give it 2 cores, username, doesn't really matter. All right, and here you can see that we get to choose an availability set. We can create a new availability set, or we can select from an existing one. You'll notice that our existing availability set's not in the list just yet. I think it's just not done updating from our previous update just a moment ago. But those are the 2 ways that you would add virtual machines to an availability set. All right, so in closing, one more point. You should combine availability sets with the Azure Load Balancer to get the most application resiliency. The Azure Load Balancer distributes traffic between multiple virtual machines. We're going to talk about load balancing in the very next module. But specifically in regards to availability sets, if the load balancer is not configured to balance traffic across multiple virtual machines, then any planned maintenance event will affect the only traffic serving virtual machine causing an outage to your application tier, obviously. So placing multiple virtual machines on the same tier under the same load balancer and the same availability set enables traffic to be continuously served by at least one instance of a VM that serves up a given application tier. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. So that's where we're going to actually pick it up in the very next module as we talk about load balancing. See you there. Thanks.